17 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, a Tuesday edition. Bonus half hour today as we take you up to 6:37, and then the Tribe will take on the Boston Red Sox. Pregame coverage at 6:37, the first pitch coming your way just after 7 o'clock. A lot of interesting things going on this weekend, and one that we've been talking about on this show a little bit already, we're really excited about. Tecmo Cleveland. Tom Jenkins is here with Tecmo Cleveland, and of course they've got their big tournament coming up at the Avon Lake American Legion Post 211 this weekend. Tom, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, and well, this is awesome because anybody that's in our same age range, you know, you remember Tecmo Bowl, then the Tecmo Super Bowl that came out a few years later. We would all hover around, play with our buddies, and of course, video games have evolved to the point now where you don't have to be in the same room with your buddies to play these things against each other. But this is a really cool tournament. And Matt and I were talking earlier, it's almost like these kinds of tournaments were sort of around on a much smaller level. Hanging out in my basement, you get two or three buddies over, you play each other a few times, and then you get bored after an hour or so, but this is a legit tournament. Tell us how this all began.
Well, that's a great story, because it kind of just started out just like that, right? I mean, so the history of Tecmo Cleveland is, this will be the ninth year we're doing it, so we started out just like that. We had a couple of guys just always over to my house in the basement, started with, you know, five or six guys, next year 10 guys, 12 guys, 15. This past year, we had, I think it was 22 guys in my basement. And a lot of guys were looking around saying, we can do this. Like, let's go big. Let's open this up. Let's make this thing huge in Cleveland. So, you know, we started really exploring, and I just kind of took a leap of faith, started seeing what the network was out there, reached out to a lot of guys that are plugged into what's the largest Tecmo Super Bowl tournament in the U.S. is Tecmo Madison. So I reached out to those guys and just decided to do it.
See, and the crazy thing is, people who are listening right now, they think about the big football game in today's video game world and Madden, but Tecmo Super Bowl was Madden long before Madden ever came around. I mean, it's crazy the power that Tecmo Super Bowl has today, whether it be on the original Nintendo system, and they've tried to make other variations of it since then. But I think back to the days of having Bo Jackson run guys over, or if you were looking for a faster version, you'd toss to Marcus Allen every now and again. It's crazy how people still remember that game. And, you know, I think it's wild how this tournament for you guys has really evolved. How long has it been around for?
Well, this, like I said, this is going to be the ninth year, and it's exactly for all those reasons too. I mean, there is something, we've been doing spin-up tournaments all around town, promoting this all over the Cleveland area, and it's always what people say too is like, when you're playing right next to somebody, you know, controller in hand, it's totally different than, you know, being online on your headset, you know, on Xbox or PlayStation or whatever. When you're next to somebody, hands on the controllers, like, you'll hear guys saying, man, my hands are cramping up, man, I'm sweating, oh my god, I'm freaking out, you know, like that type of anxiety and just face-to-face pressure against your competitor is just unreal.
I'm just curious, what system do you guys do this on? How do you bring in like 50 old Nintendos and put them in there?
No, you nailed it. That's what we do. So it was just saying, literally my entire weekend this past weekend was just testing original NESs. Wow. So we'll have about 14 to 16 consoles set up. My garage right now, if it was to open my garage for you, you'd see a pile of about 12 CRTs. So we bring in all CRT systems. You know, so we do this all just like it was when you were a kid on an NES.
So this is old school, so people will be blowing on the cartridges
you got
and stuff
it.
As the game's
you
getting
got
ready
it.
To go underway.
Yeah,
that's
we
awesome.
Got and we've got rules for all that stuff. And people always say, okay, well, what happens if the game, you know, freezes up or if the screen gets fuzzy? You know, we've got rules, everything laid out for all those type of situations. Wow. But, yeah, expect lots of cartridge blowing and cleaning.
Wow. Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Cleveland joining us here on Bullseye on the afternoon. And, boy, this is the kind of event that obviously you'd want to play in the tournament. And I know you guys still have a few spots left for this weekend's tournament. But I would also imagine this is the kind of event that would just be fun to go and watch as well.
Yeah, we get a lot of that, too. A lot of people say, hey, I remember growing up playing this thing. I was good back in the day, but I just want to come and watch. So if you want to come and watch, it's free to get in, you know, no charge to come in. So we have a lot of people that are either, you know, one of their friends is registered. They just want to come and watch the excitement. We're going to have a lot of other things going on too. So outside of just watching Tecmo and Tecmo Super Bowl being played, we're going to have a retro 80s arcade on site from John Salter's Full Blast Arcade. They're out in North Ridgeville. So we have an arcade there. We're going to have other like raffles, prizes, giveaways, and a lot of cool stuff going on.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, too, I know that you guys are still looking for 20 other spots. How does that work? There's a buy-in to this thing, right?
Yep, you got it. Yeah, so entry is $35. $35 gets you a T-shirt, gets you an entry in. We're going to have, again, other giveaways, prizes. The grand prize goes up to $500. So if we hit our 76-man mark, right now we're at 56. So if we get 76 entrants, the grand prize is going to be $500, and up the second place goes up to $200. And on top of that, too, we've got a lot of other local great sponsors, vendors that are donating some prizes and giveaways as well.
So you mentioned, obviously, pretty nice grand prize, pretty good cash incentives for those who go out there and win. You mentioned the rules that are in place in case the game ends up screwing up for one reason or another. So I'm curious, how's the tournament work? Because he mentioned Bo Jackson. Everyone knows if you play with the Raiders, you get Bo Jackson. That's a huge advantage. Is it random team draws, or do people get to play with who they want?
Yeah, no, good question. Everyone thinks Tecmo Super Bowl, and it's amazing on Facebook, whatever, they're like, oh, well, this tournament's rigged. Yeah. Everyone's going to pick Bo Jackson. Not true at all. You know, Bo's obviously undeniably great in the game, but what we do before each game, there's actually a matchup. So think of it like a coin toss before each game. That coin toss, you know, depending on the winner, they can either choose the matchup or defer it. So when you choose the matchup, meaning you pick the two teams, okay, right? So if you call the matchup, it means I get to pick my team first. So it basically prevents, you know, if you guys were to play against each other, it prevents an uneven matchup, mm-hmm, right? So basically the matchups are meant to be balanced. The other thing we do, too, is that once you call a matchup, you can't call that same matchup again. So let's say you call like Raiders Chiefs, uh-huh, right? You can't call that matchup for the rest of the tournament. Okay. So it kind of keeps it dynamic as well.
Interesting.
Wow.
See, we got this all figured out. We got it all figured out, man.
You guys have gone deep on this, huh?
Well, and I was looking at your website earlier. You guys have a long breakdown of a lot of the rules that come into play here. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, over all the years you guys have been doing this, what are some of the trends that you've picked up on? I mean, obviously we've talked about some of the big names that we remember playing Tecmo Super Bowl, but what are some of the major trends that you've seen picked up on over the years? Do you see one team particularly picked over all the others?
Well, you know, it's funny because some guys like to go in terms of matchup, like powerhouse matchups, mm-hmm, and some people like to go also too with like the lowest, you know, denominator, lowest grade type teams, because that's a low scoring game, right? So a field goal is going to make or break the difference in that, mm-hmm, game. So other people like the high scoring, just powerhouse teams busting it out, and other people just want it to be like nail biter, real close, 3-point game. So it can go either way.
That's awesome. So there's some serious strategy put into the thought on this stuff. Now I'm curious, do people bring their own controllers? Do you have people bringing the old Nintendo glove to play with?
Yeah, it's funny. We do have rules for that even on our website on Tecmo Cleveland. Wow. But you can bring your own controllers. We're going to provide everything for everybody. The only thing we stipulate is that you can't bring the NES Max, you know, the Advantage joystick as well that have turbos in them. Because to go back to your first question too, tapping, you know, hitting the A button, yep, B button or whatever as fast as possible plays a huge part. I mean, people talk about being the fastest tapper in Tecmo Super Bowl. It's kind of a big deal. So uh-huh, we don't allow, obviously, any of the turbo controllers or anything like that.
Yeah, of course, the lockup in the game. I forgot about that.
Yeah, when you get in a tackle, you got to break that tackle. That could determine the outcome.
Wow, that's awesome stuff. Tom Jenkins with Tecmo Cleveland joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Big tournament coming up this weekend at the Avon Lake American Legion Post 211. Why that location for you guys? I know location means a big, big deal to you guys. Why did you guys pick that?
No, good question as well. I mean, we looked around a lot of spots. So most of these Tecmo tournaments, honestly, that are held across the states are mostly at bars and restaurants. And I just really wanted a dedicated space. I mean, I want this to be, and also too, I mean, we're setting up really all day Friday, the day before the event. So I want to make this feel like you're walking in, this thing is just purely dedicated to Tecmo, which it is. And I think it's a little bit more challenging in a bar or restaurant too, because you're kind of competing for, you know, real estate and those things, other things going on. So that place is just great. They have a great setup. They're going to have a bar on site there with beers. We'll have a dedicated bartender. They're going to have food, and they've just been really fantastic to work with too. So
very cool stuff. And I know that you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of cool stuff for you to do, even if you're not playing in the tournament. Is there any charge to come in if you're just observing?
Yeah, no charge to come in. So please, you know, bring your friends, family. We've got people that say, hey, is it okay if I bring my son, my daughter? By all means. But also, too, I have a precaution that say, hey, it's at American Legion Hall, and it's Tecmo Super Bowl, so you might need some earmuffs.
I imagine it gets pretty intense.
So expect some controllers to be slammed and, you know, some choice words. But honestly, though, it's really cool when you see these tight matches, guys just having fun, guys coming from all over the place to compete in this thing. It'll be really, really cool.
Well, you just mentioned guys coming from all over the place. This isn't just something that's local. I mean, this is something that's really gotten huge, and I know there are other chapters in other states and other areas around the country too, but you've got guys coming to compete in this thing from other states.
Yeah, we've got folks, I think, coming from six states, so from Wisconsin, New York, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, you know, all over the place, Michigan. So we've actually got one of the – he's considered like the number one guy in the states coming, Mort. So he's going to be there. So he's going to be the name to beat or take down that day. So, but I mean, honestly, like that's, I think that's fantastic because that's what we're hoping to do. Like I said, we grew this thing out of a basement. Now we're at 56 guys going into Saturday so far. We want to get to 76. We want to max this thing out. So it's just huge. But I think it's really cool. We're bringing in other people from other states too.
Every time you say something about Tecmo Bowl, I find myself with more questions. So you mentioned the number one guy in the country is coming to play Tecmo Bowl. How does one get ranked number one in Tecmo Bowl around the country? Is it like tennis? You have to play a certain amount of tournaments throughout the year?
Yeah, I think it's just he's won Tecmo Madison, which is the largest Tecmo tournament in the States. They get close to like 290 guys doing this thing. And I forget how many years they've been doing it. I know it's at least maybe 9 or 10 years that they're going on now. But yeah, he just is one that's known to compete. There are others as well. Joey Gatz is one. There is another tournament in Dallas actually the same day, August 5th. There's Tecmo Dallas is going on so this weekend as well. So Joey Gatz is going to be down there. But in the Tecmo community, I'm saying it smiling, right? Because it's amazing. Like this game is, we're talking 26 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a game from 26 years ago and some of the guys that are really the greats at playing this thing and are masters at it for a good reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... Some people are going to laugh at this, but look, there's a skill involved. I mean, there's a lot of thinking on your feet when you're playing this game. There's a lot of adjusting going on. And look, you mentioned it from the get-go. You know, part of the reason why you had to come up with some of these rules is because guys know what they can and can't get away with. There's a method behind the madness to picking the teams, picking the plays, all that good stuff. And I think that really kind of feeds into the intrigue of this game. Like you said, 26 years later, we're over a quarter of a century past the release of this game, and guys are out there still playing in tournaments. It's just so fascinating to me to see how this thing has grown. And speaking of that, I'm sure you'll probably have a better answer for this when Saturday's over and done with, but what's the goal moving forward as you look towards next year's Tecmo Cleveland event? What would you like to see this thing grow into even further?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it. I mean, what we want to do is, again, just kind of grow this even to a larger community, right? We're already plugged into a lot of the folks that are running a lot of these larger U.S. Tecmo tournaments, but I'd love to start sending guys to other tournaments, right? So next year, winner of Tecmo Cleveland, you know, pay for them to go to Tecmo Madison or the other big Tecmo tournaments all around the U.S. and have them represent, you know, Tecmo Cleveland, kind of carry the torch. You know, I think that'd be really cool to say that, you know, we're kind of part, you know, think of it like, you know, Major League Baseball or the NFL, to kind of send guys around town and say, hey, these guys are the champions and we're going to pay your way to go to the biggest tournament, the biggest Tecmo main stage. I think that's what we want to do next year.
As you guys set up Tecmo Cleveland, were you taking a look? I don't know how many people have been to Tecmo Madison or Tecmo Dallas, but did you look at those tournaments?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah. We looked at those tournaments. Like I said, we talked to those guys. We want to make sure we're plugged in because, again, it's all in the spirit of let's do this thing. We all have a mutual passion and interest for this game, so I think it's just for the benefit of the community to make it big.
Nice. Well, Tom, before we cut you loose here, I want to give you a chance to pump this up one more time for our listeners out there who are interested in either just attending or maybe even trying to get one of those final 20 spots. Where can they go to get more information?
Yeah, no, they go just go out to tecmocleveland.com. So that's tecmocleveland.com. So you can just go out there. Registration's out on there. Like I said, it's $35 for registration. You get a Tecmo Cleveland t-shirt with your registration. The tournament's going to be double elimination to start with, so with some group play, then we'll go down to the finals brackets. So just go out to Tecmo Cleveland, register. We got 20 spots left right now, so we got registration still coming in these last couple days. And even if you don't register beforehand, if we're not sold out, we'll do registration the day of too at the actual event.
Well, it's this Saturday, and the doors will open at 10, you said, right?
Yeah, so doors open at 10. A lot of people say, like, hey, I don't want to come in cold. So doors open at 10 for registration. We'll have a lot of stuff just going on, but then we'll also have about an hour and a half to 2 hours where folks can just do some warm-ups. We're going to have a trophy presentation at 11:30, kind of get everyone jazzed up and psyched up for the day, and then really we just start gameplay right at noon.
That's great. Folks got to stretch to get ready to play Tecmo.
That's right.
It's true.
That's awesome.
You can't go in cold. You got to get those thumbs warmed up.
Right. Get your thumbs warmed up. Do a nice little thumb wrestling match, whatever it is you might need to do in order to get ready for it. Tom, thank you so much. We could spend 2 hours on Tecmo Super Bowl. This is a lot of fun. This is a blast.
No, thanks for having me in. Next year we'll have to get a game in maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll hook what you got to bring an old NES here. We can hook it up to the TV here in the studio.
Definitely.
All righty.
Thanks a lot.
This Saturday, Doors open at 10 at the Avon Lake American Legion Post 211 Tecmo Cleveland. Check it out. All right, we need to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Stress-free vacations start when you call Stephanie at Salty Seas Travel Agency. She's a travel expert, and Salty Seas Travel Agency lets her share her experience.